أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. على to begin with the Sheikh, the meaning of a tahliya, of tazkiya, and with the beautiful statement that he used, we finish with that statement, and then I try to share light on the tarbiyah. And the Sheikh, Jazah Allah Khair, he went back on the test on tarbiyah and as-sulukiyah. And now we understand from this point, from where we are, we understood the meaning of tazkiyah. Then we understood the physical requirement that's needed. And the Sheikh, Jazah Allah Khair, also explained the manners that is needed. What we need here from this point, the point number four, which is at-tazkiyah or tarbiyah al-imaniyah. You may be able to know all the information and more than alhamdulillah. You need this information before we said it. But how can we keep all these things? How can we keep ourselves in a fixed schedule? How can we behave with our family, like the Sheikh said, the way we should? How can we achieve all that? Knowing it is good, alhamdulillah, but it's not enough. You need a da'a al-kharij. You need something else, outside force, to push you, to force you to do this thing. And that is the iman. If the person does not have the iman that is needed, and you tell him all the rules and the ahkam of the sharia, he may or he may not respond to that. If the sister knows the ahkam of the sharia and the hukum of the hijab, but he doesn't have the iman, he may and she may not do it. So the thing that you need that will really push you to be a better Muslim, to behave better, is the iman. Now how can we achieve the iman? How can we achieve the iman that is needed for us? The ulama rahimahumullah, they said first the person has to perfect the fara'id. When you perfect the fara'id, and you're capable of handling that, don't overkill yourself. You barely can handle the khams salawat, and all of a sudden, you want to do qiyam al-layl. Don't overkill yourself, because you cannot do that. So take one step at a time, and do the fara'id first. Then, to increase that level of iman, to establish and to conquer another land, you need a nawafil. And this is when the shaitan comes. And this is how the shaitan plays game with the minds of men. And this is how a lot of people are being fooled. They take a lot of responsibility upon themselves, and later on you see them failing one after another. And the shaitan plays very beautiful game. Very tricky game. The shaitan will never attack your fara'id to begin with. If you have a sunan, if you have a nawafil, if you have a tatawwu, he will never ask you to leave your salah. Because you already have seal. You have something to protect your fara'id. But he will take one after another. If you used to do your nawafil, he will say, don't worry about it. It's just a nafs. Don't worry about it. His aim is not the nafs. His aim is something behind that. When he succeeds and he achieves that, he tells you, don't worry about it. What about the sunnah? He will never ask you about the fard. And he will be taking one after another to the point that it comes him and the fard. And he will never tell you leave the fard. He'll tell you busy with your work. Pray home when you get home. You know, don't tell yourself. The place is not clean. You have too many people walking around. Just wait for Salat al-Zuhr and Salat al-Asr. And inshallah, when you go home, perform the salawat. And he said, this beautiful idea, mashallah. Then you come home, you continue with that. And you come home later on, and you say, listen, you know, you've been working for the past 9 hours. You know, you've been driving 1 hour, going 1 hour, coming back. You're tired. Just say Salat al-Maghrib al-Isha. And alhamdulillah, fajr, and don't worry about salat. Inna Allah ghafur rahim. Allah forgive all the sins. Now, what happens, you end up with taking one salah after another. And that's when the iman comes. If you don't have the real iman, to protect yourself, then you self-destruct. So we need to increase the iman. And one of the best ways that the person will always be aware of that, and you will keep in check that his iman is good and okay in place, you because of the time, we're limited to 2 points. Number one, the remembrance of death. If you remember death, and you remind yourself that what my situation would be if I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my, then that should push you to be a better person. That should push you to perform the salawat. That should push you to continue with amal. In Hajj Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, كنت الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. Be it like this, be in this dunya like a tribe, a stranger or waiter. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to say, إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. In the morning, do not wait for the evening. And in the evening, you should not wait for the morning. You only have 6 hours to live. How are you going to behave with your Muslim brothers? Your ibadah will be. You'll be reading the whole Quran in 2 hours. You know, you'll be performing all the sunnah and tatawwu' that you need to perform. You'll be so kind, so gentle, so, you know, nice to your wife. You will kiss your brother and say, forgive me for what I did to you. You will be so, you know, you want to do a lot of amal because you only have 2 hours to live. And this is the attitude the Muslim should have. We should leave the dunya behind and not to worry about it. Not to worry about it. Don't be like a Sufi. No, I'm not saying that. But not to worry about that. Don't make it the first thing in your life. And shouldn't be crying for the dunya. نبكي على الدنيا وما من معشرين جماعتهم الدنيا فلم يتفرقوا. There was no people that this dunya gathered them except they were apart from each other. النفس تبكي على الدنيا وقد علمت أن السلامة فيها ترك ما فيها. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها. فمن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه ومن بناها بشر خاب بنيها. Now, النفس, we shouldn't be crying for this dunya. We should not. النفس تبكي على الدنيا وقد علمت and it knows that the only safe way from this dunya is to leave it alone. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها. There is no dwelling, there's no place for the person to stay after his death except the place that he built for himself. The only way, the only place that you're going to stay, I'm going to stay, is the house that I built with my own a'mal, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your place that you built for yourself is decent and good, then you will have a beautiful life. If it's not, then khaba baniha, indeed the person who does that is a loser. So we need to always to have this pulse, to encourage ourselves through the remembrance of Allah. And just imagine yourself, ya akhi, standing next to Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in the day of judgment, and they leave you behind because of your amal, and they're ahead of you, next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wouldn't you like to be next to them? Don't you want to be next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? اعمل لدار البقاء الرضوان خازنها الجار احمد والرحمن بانيها. Don't you want your neighbor to be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let us increase then the a'mal that is needed to be increased. Let us work for something that is worthwhile. We shouldn't be spending 12 hours to 10 hours working for minimum wage and earning nothing, hand to mouth. Let us work for akhirah, because that's the life that we should be concerned about. حياه الابديه eternity life. So إن شاء الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين.